The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us now is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. Thanks for coming in, John. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
So what have we got on the, what do they say, the charge book or something today? Well, what's in the news?
Well, look, I thought I'd just mention quickly this thing called fishing, smishing and vishing, right? And right. If you're not totally bamboozled by that, you will be. But all that means is when you get one of these messages, for example, I have one here I got on my phone during the week. It's purportedly from On Post. It says, your parcel just arrived at our depot with the customs charge. And then there's a link ahead to go to customs charge, paytracking.com, and there's a tracking number. So the message wants me to go through, follow the link, and it's going to charge me money, right? And this is a type of fraud that uses an SMS text messaging to contact you and to fool you. And it often, like just like that message I have on my phone, it's from On Post, or it could be from Netflix, or it could be from your bank. It could even be from the government. There's one going around at the moment from gov.ie. It says you're eligible for emergency benefit, and again, follow the link. So I just wanted to highlight this to people out there, because it is increasing. We've seen quite a large increase last year. In fact, we've had a 30% increase in 2023 in these reports. And this year, so far, even though we're only the first month into the year, not even full first month, we've received 144 reports of this type of fraud. And people can lose a lot of money, Declan, from it. That's the other thing. Because once you give away your details, your bank, you follow the link, give away your details, you can really be stung badly. So what I wanted just to let people know is just, there are a couple of red flags you can look out for. First of all, if you get a text message like the ones I've described, and there's some type of sense of urgency on it, or it's telling you that you've done something wrong, or that your account has been compromised in some fashion, well, they're all red flags, and you should definitely stop and definitely check that the information is correct. You should never, ever follow links. Never click on any links that you get through these type of messages. Okay, once you go enter, follow the link and enter your information, that's how they get the money off you, okay? Obviously, don't give out your account details or passwords over the phone. And as I said, always double check. Always check with whoever it is that's sending you the message that it is, they are who they say they are. And if you follow those simple steps, hopefully you won't get stung. And needless to say, I didn't click on the link.
They're all coming in from all sorts of places.
They are, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a DPD. There was one actually allegedly from Revenue or something during the week.
So there tends to be. Now, the other thing is that they are very clever, these fraudsters. Okay, so if there's something topical, for example, during COVID, we saw a lot of COVID-related ones. Oh, just Christmas period, just gone. The On Post and parcel ones, and the one like the one you've described from DPT, have gone. So people might actually be expecting a parcel, so they're kind of watching the phone to say, oh, I wonder, is that present arriving? And the next thing, they get this message in, reportedly from one of these courier companies, and they click on the links without even thinking about it, and that's how they get the money out of you. So just stop and check and verify that it is happening. And as I said, these are new ones to me that I've seen. I haven't seen one from gov.ie, which is obviously the official government website, or purporting to be. And again, one from Netflix, and a lot of people have Netflix accounts.
Yeah,
and it's saying that, purportedly from Netflix, saying that your last payment was declined. And you see, that's again back to the red flag. It's making you think, oh, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with my account, and I have to take action. And that's how they get the hooks into you. So just remember those red flags in particular. If there's a sense of urgency making you think that you've done something wrong, or that your account has been compromised, or you have to pay a bill, well, absolutely, you should always be checking in those circumstances, Declan. You know?
Yeah, there was a lot of queries about the M50, wasn't there? I mean,
yeah.
For even people who hadn't got a car.
Yeah. Now, that was a big one, the e-toll. And the takeaway, I suppose, is do not click on the links in any of these type of messages. And the thing about the e-toll, Declan, is people would have gone into their folder on their phone where they've already had genuine messages from the tolling company or whatever. And that's why they're clever. But they will not send you links to follow through any of these companies, and they will not ask for your private information or your personal information. So that's always something to bear in mind as well.
Right, okay. Moving along, and this is one that we're reading about during the week, a dog attack that happened in Greystones.
Yeah, now fortunately we did have reports of a a dog and dog attack in the harbour area last weekend. And the type of dog, Declan, is supposed to be one of these, they're kind of like what are called American bully dogs. And people might know them, they're extremely wide. They're low to the ground, extremely big, wide dog. And unfortunately, there's no breed of dog that's banned in Ireland at the moment, okay? But there are certain types of dogs under the control of dogs that are restricted. So there would be like the Pit Bull Terrier, English Bull Terrier, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Bull Mastiff, Doberman, German Shepherds, and various others, Rottweiler, Japanese Akita, and they're all restricted. So you have to be, they have to be kept on a short lead, which is under 2 meters long, and they have to be walked by someone that's over 16. It's someone who can actually has the strength to walk them and control them, and they have to be muzzled when they're in a public place, and they should be wearing a collar with the name and address of their owner at all times. So that is the restriction. So certainly that's something people can look out for. And there is a general requirement on all dog owners to keep their dogs under effectual control. And effectual control means that in some cases you may have to keep your dog on a leash or muzzle your dog because you can't control your dog. But certainly if anyone did see that attack in Greystones last weekend in the harbour, do contact Greystones Gardaí 01 666 5800. We are investigating, and we could do with witnesses that there was a lot of people in the area. People did intervene, luckily, and stopped at Declan, but just obviously in any situation like that, you have to be extremely careful yourself. But it was very, very distressing for everyone involved, you know, not even the dog owners involved, you know.
Yeah. There's, you know, let's talk about car crime. There's people who steal cars, and in some instances, the cars are left open outside people's houses. And there was an instance, I'm not sure the full details of it, but a car stolen, was it in Kilcool, and turned up in Clonsilla.
Yeah, that's right. So, and look, this is something we've mentioned, I suppose, over the years, is a lot of time people don't have to break into your car. So there's always people looking for an opportunity to commit crime. And they're testing the car handles to see if the cars are open. And people are busy, busy lives, and they're in and out of the house, or distracted by kids. And of course, their car is unlocked. So the thief doesn't even break in, just opens the car door and helps them to whatever's in your property. But you're right, we have had a car taken from Belgany, ended up in Clonsilla. And we've had four cars taken from Greystones already this year. So we've had a little spike in car thefts in the area, and we have seen particularly older cars being targeted. And I've mentioned the
Japanese imports.
I have mentioned that previously.
They don't have immobilizers.
Exactly, yeah. And that can be the issue with the older cars as well, that they're not immobilized. So you do definitely look, if you have an older car out there, do check your security features of your vehicle. You know, and look, as I mentioned, it's no harm to get a steering wheel lock, something that's visible, back to the old style steering wheel locks. But that's going to deter somebody from coming near your car.
Go to the next one.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's what I do. And look, for don't leave expensive property in your car. You know, people tend to leave tablets and GPS devices, and do take them out. And certainly don't leave any valuables on show in your car. And it is a good idea to leave an empty glove box open, Declan. Again, for that same reason, the would-be criminal will see the empty glove box, know there's nothing in your car, and will move on to the next vehicle. And obviously, if you have one of those older type cars and there is no alarm, definitely think about fitting an immobiliser, or again, use some type of visible steering lock.
Okay, just one last thing from Robert. He's saying, well, you know, he's looking to the Gardaí in Bray to get onto the government to get more Gardaí into Bray.
Well, thanks, Robert. I suppose, well, look, we always could do with more Gardaí, certainly, and I suppose that's a case for my boss, who's the Chief Superintendent Derek Hughes. But I know there is cases made in relation to the in relation to the manpower, and we are expecting to get additional resources during the year now that the Templemore is kind of back and running. But yeah, we certainly welcome any additional resources, Declan. I'd say that.
Yeah, well, I think the minister always says, "Oh, there's more being recruited and all that sort of stuff." Mm. But we'll see what happens anyway. I know there's some retirements and things like that. Anyway, good to see you, John, as always, and thanks for dropping into us this morning.
That no problem. Thanks,
is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. Our number here is 087-77-11-103.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.